Hi, this is Brian. I'm here to talk about scheduling your newborn. There's a lot of mythology about scheduling and scheduling babies. A lot of people get coached by grandparents and in-laws and different people to get their baby on a schedule. So let's clarify this about what happens with babies and schedules, because there is a time and a place for babies to be on a schedule. And there's a kind of a evolving ability for babies to be on a schedule. So let's get started with newborns. Newborns will not get on a schedule for at least 3 to 4 months of age. Babies and their schedules evolve over time. As I just mentioned, the first 3 months is not the time to do anything. We follow the baby's lead. We feed the baby when they're crying, when they need. We follow the baby's needs. A crying baby in the first 3 months should be spoiled. The whole idea of scheduling your baby implies that we are doing something to make them follow our rules, which really for the first 3 months is not the recommendations by any pediatrician or pediatricians who have studied newborns. Different pediatricians, I mean, everybody knows about Brazelton. A lot of baby experts have studied babies and say in the first 3 months, babies should be attended to. It's a time for bonding. It's a time for babies to really know that they are going to be cared for. It is not a time for training them in any way, shape, or form. A lot of parents are anxious to get their kids to sleep through the night and to get them on a schedule for their own convenience, but this is not going to happen in the first 3 months. Over time, in those first 3 months, babies will start learning to sleep more at night, and you will get more hours sleep. But a lot of parents in the first 3 months are sleepy and tired because babies wake up at night. And so that's part of the acceptance of being a new parent. That's part of the cross to bear. So after 3 or 4 months of age, babies actually developmentally are able to learn to sleep longer periods at night. And so the first training or scheduling thing is at that 3 to 4 month period of time is to try to push the baby to sleep more at night. And that might be and might mean that parents have to pull back from the spoiling they were doing in the first 3 months. Babies might need to be left to cry a little bit longer or left to try to go back to sleep on their own, because waking at night is normal. Learning to fall back to sleep again is the crux of the matter in regards to sleeping longer periods or sleeping all night. At 3 months of age, babies, according to brain studies, can sleep longer periods and are able to, and so it's okay time to start letting them cry a little bit before running to them to feed them. Many times they will learn to go back to sleep on their own and they're all set. They don't necessarily have to eat at night after 3 to 4 months of age. Nursing babies may wake more frequently because they digest the breast milk faster, but even breastfeeding babies can learn to sleep through the night by 6 months of age if they are pushed to do that. As time goes on and babies go from 4 to 6 months of age, people start talking about getting their day schedule down and putting them down for a nap. Napping is haphazard for the first 9 months to a year, and babies will sleep when they need to, a half hour here, hour there. A lot of times with movement in the car, they'll sleep. But getting into a napping pattern doesn't really happen until close to 9 months, sometimes a year. At first, babies will evolve into a two-nap schedule where they schedule a nap in the morning and a nap in the afternoon, maybe an hour each. Eventually, by 15 to 18 months, they will evolve into having one solid nap in the day. That's usually maybe in the early afternoon, and it might be a good couple of hours. So this idea of scheduling babies is something that we as adults think of and remember a time that, oh, it was really blissful when we knew they were going to be able to take a nap in the day and we knew that they would sleep all night and we would feel better about them having on that schedule, having them on that schedule. So we would think that in coaching other parents, we say to them, oh, you should get them on a schedule because they're so much better once they're on a schedule. Well, that's true. It is true that babies are better and easier for us to handle if we know their schedule. But from my experience as a pediatrician, I have to say really clearly that babies evolve into a schedule over the course of time. Between 9 months and 18 months, they'll be very well scheduled, but they'll get there themselves and not by anything we really do to them. Certainly before certain milestones, they're not even capable of getting on a schedule, especially in that early time in the first 3 months. So I hope this clarifies some things about scheduling babies, because we don't really schedule them. They schedule us. And they don't really get into a really solid schedule until they evolve into that between 9 months and a year of age. So I hope that clarifies things. I hope that helps. And look for my next podcast to be given soon. Thanks.